You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So on Friday, we were talking about what age you hit when you start being
lame,
uncool. What age do you stop being cool? And according to this the study, it's 39. So at age 39, from then on, you're just no longer cool.
Womp womp.
But we were kind of talking about it, and we were laughing. But, you know, even people who like to think they're so damn cool have times when they are just not. And so we wanted to title this segment, How Are You Uncool? In what way are you uncool?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to open up and share. It's all right. We'll just have a little community of uncool people this morning, and your boys aren't going to get away scot-free here. I will tell you. I made a quick little list of four things. I currently collect various spices and rubs. That's not cool. I take Emergency every morning. I have my little pack of raspberry Emergency that I take every morning because I don't want the sickness. Not cool. I am not willing to give up my cargo shorts. I am sorry. I will keep on wearing those. And from what I understand, not cool. I just love pockets. And this weekend, I spent researching stick vacs, stick vacuums, Dom, because I wanted.
What's a stick vac? I might need one.
Vacuum.
What is that?
It's a cordless vacuum. It's rechargeable. Looks like a really thin version of a normal vacuum, and it's great for if you have kids or pets or hardwood floors and stuff. And it's
pet
just,
hair.
You zip around, and I am so excited for my new stick vac.
Tell me which one you get. Send me a link to
I got the Dyson one. I went big this weekend, and I got the Dyson stick vac, and I could have you sit across the room in like a rolly chair, and I could point the vacuum at you.
Drag
and
me right over?
Suck you right over.
I got to get one.
It
I'm tired of Niles' hair everywhere,
They're
so I got to get one.
Awesome, and I'm telling all my friends about the stick vac now.
Told me.
I'm oozing cool.
I got to get it. I was trying to think of the number one, because I'm uncool in so many ways, but I'm trying to think of the one that stands out. And here's the one that I get the most comments on from other people, because a lot of times when you're uncool, people will just look at you and they'll judge you. Every once in a while, you can do something that's so uncool that people will comment. And for me, it's when I go to bars by myself, which I do on a, I'm not going to say a regular, I don't go every day to a bar.
You got drinking
problems? But I'm saying when I go, I'm the guy who goes by myself, and I bring either my laptop to do some work, or I bring my Kindle device, and I read a book.
Yeah.
And that is so uncool that other people do comment on it. I'll have people sidle up at the bar, and they'll look over and go, oh, got your book at the bar, I see. And I'm like, okay,
oh,
well, look.
Me.
I don't care
Kevin
anymore.
Kevin is Zima.
I
and...
just don't care. So, yes, I sit and work on a laptop or read a book at a bar.
Yeah.
That is my, and I'm going to wear that like a badge.
Not good.
Melissa, how are you uncool?
Love to build puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about like jigsaw puzzles?
A lot of people like puzzles.
Come on.
You're like, go out to the club with all my friends on a Saturday night or do a Dr. Seuss puzzle.
I was just telling Josh the other day.
I spent hours building a puzzle on Mother's Day. Like,
That's my happy place.
That's
all right.
But you know what? That's fine. I think that's... I hope that doesn't make you too uncool, because I do that, too.
What
Thank
is your
you
puzzle?
Call.
Wait,
oh, we go back to her?
Yeah, go back. Hey, Melissa, what's the puzzle that you were working on for hours
What's the picture?
It is a penguin.
Yeah, you're not cool, Melissa.
It's a little dorky, I know.
Super dorky.
That's so good. Thanks for calling. You know what? In fact, I had at our happy hour on Friday, listener Casey came out. And she brought me a puzzle. She brought me a jigsaw puzzle.
That's right.
And I shoved it in my suitcase and brought it back home with me.
That.
I love it, man. I told Josh that I used to have puzzle parties at my... Jeremy was at one of them.
I did show up to one of them.
A puzzle party.
Only one. I couldn't take the excitement anymore. I was like, this is enough for me.
You checked out. Your wife liked it, though.
Oh, she loved it.
Here's Chad. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're good.
We're sitting here being uncool. What's your uncool thing?
Yeah, so I watch people solve Sudoku puzzles on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. Why do you do that?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's actually funny. During COVID, one of their videos popped up. There's a specific site, page I watch, and some of their videos came up during COVID, and there's links to try to solve the puzzles, and they're really hard puzzles. And, you know, I like to challenge myself, and sometimes if you have a hard time solving it, you can watch their process. And some of these videos are long. Like, there's like 45-minute videos. And you can watch their process of how they go through and deduce it. And I honestly just find it really fascinating to see what their mindset is to go through the different steps to get to where they get to. And it helps me try to be a better solver.
Hey, why not? Why not? People watch all sorts of stuff like that.
You got an entire industry of kids watching other kids play video games. This is basically the same thing. You're watching people solve the puzzle. Chad, thank you for the call. That's actually pretty good.
Josh came scampering in. What's your uncool thing that you do, you young whippersnapper?
I can't believe Josh has anything
that he does that's uncool.
No, I mean, I love, so, you know, I've made my love for Star Wars known on this show.
Oh, God, here we go.
But I also like, more specifically, I still love Star Wars Legos, man, and I would love to build them. I love them.
This is
why
you're single.
So much fun.
This is why you're single.
It's probably a huge reason why I'm single. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to come back to my house tonight? I got a new Millennium Falcon Star or Lego puzzle.
I've built them so many times, man.
It's the Millennium Falcon.
It's fun. I love Legos. I love them.
Oh, God.
When I got home Saturday, Josh, there was a thing of Lego. There was a new Lego box sitting on the dining room table. And I said, "What is this?" And Zoe, my stepdaughter, says, "My boyfriend got this for me." You know what it was, Josh? It was Lego plants. So they're little pots.
What?
They're Lego little plants. Lego pots with little Lego flowers.
Well, they'll never die on her.
That's
so it's perfect.
These are the only plants that won't die for me.
That's great. I love that.
And she sat down yesterday and took about an hour and a half or whatever and put all the Lego plants together.
You know what the sad part is she actually did go over and water them.
Yeah.
Donella wrote in and said, "Boys, I'm not cool. I still wear shirts with wolves on them. I'm 45 and still in a goth phase." Josh's eyes just got big. There was a young lady that wore a wolf t-shirt to our meet and greet on Friday night, and both of us were like, "We got to get a wolf t-shirt.
I think we're getting some. I think we're getting a couple wolves.
It's going to happen this week. We're on the hunt for one of those, like, at the moon t-shirts. It's got to happen.
Diane says, "I go out to dinner by 4:30. Yes, I'm old and not
cool." Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. More and more people are starting to get on that early bird train. I'm telling you.
You don't want to go to bed on a full stomach. That's a good time to go. Rolando says, "Boys, I don't stream music. When people come over, I still load up the 5-disc changer and play my faves. Not cool." That's not cool. Get on the stream wagon, man.
All the Star Wars Lego fans are coming out of the woodwork on text now.
Thank you.
You have the Death Star set,
and
Josh.
All dudes, no doubt.
Yeah, C-3PO's face.
We're probably all single dudes. Let's get a Legos group.
It's all single dudes. Here's Jonathan. Well, of course, Jonathan. We love Jonathan. Jonathan he sent us a picture of his Lego Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I don't have that one,
Jonathan.
Do you want
to come over and see my Yoda?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say that to anybody.